Where does Superman come from? What does the future hold in store for him? Our hero finds out after The Haunting.
There it is, Smallville, my old prairie home. It's been quite a while since I last got out this way. Both my lives have been pretty hectic. But Ma and Pa have always been understanding about it. When your son's a superhero, it makes it hard for him to get home as often as they might like. It's good to have a home to go to, where the people are so down-to-earth and normal. I came into town so fast, no one had a chance to spot me. Now an additional burst of super speed. And Clark Kent can mingle with the arriving passengers and look for all the world like I just got off the bus from Kansas City.
Yoo-hoo! Clark! Over here, son!
Ma! Pa, it's great to see you both.
It's good to see you, son. I'm glad you were able to find time for a quick vacation.
Well, not exactly a vacation, Ma. The life of a newspaper reporter doesn't allow much in the way of spare time. I'm pretty much working even when I'm not, if you know what I mean.
You're talking to a farmer, son, remember? Even though I'm retired now, I still put in a full week. Oh, and by the way, I saw that piece you did on the revolution in Zimbabwe. First rate, son.
I had help on that one. Superman can go a lot of places Clark Kent can't. But what about you two? I know it's only been weeks, but it seems like years since we last talked. How's everything on the homestead?
Right as rain, honey. Mary Ellen Anderson had twins a week back, and Tom Harold's boy, Clyde, you remember him. He starts college in a few weeks.
Yep, you know this town, son. Everything stays the same. Mind you, there is one thing we didn't tell you.
Jonathan!
But it'll keep.
Ma, you still make the best rhubarb pie in the universe. I haven't eaten this well since the last time I was here.
I hope you're taking good care of yourself in the big city, son.
Oh, Martha, the boy's darn near indestructible. What I want now is to hear about that Lois Lane gal. You've mentioned her in every one of your letters. Sweet on her, son?
I didn't realize I was being so transparent. Yes, I like Lois a lot. But ever since I beat her to the punch on an exclusive story about Superman, she hasn't exactly been my biggest fan.
Oh, dish dosh, boy. Who could resist you? You serious about this, Lois? You get after her.
Oh, Ma, but you're probably right. Lois is infatuated with Superman, but it's not enough. Superman isn't real. He's just a pair of fancy long johns that lets me operate in public without losing my private life. It's that private life that's incomplete without someone like Lois. I'm gonna have to do something about that. It's no good. I just can't fall asleep. Pa started to say something to me in the car. Something he didn't tell me. And why did Ma shush him so totally? What kind of secret are they keeping from me? From me, of all people? They know full well my powers and abilities make the planet an open book to me. I wonder if... What in the name of... Who is that? Who are you? I see you. I hear you, but my super senses don't detect anything but empty air. I can't understand you. What do you want here? Get your hand off my forehead! Ow! My brain feels like it's on fire. Can't think straight, can't... What language am I speaking? How did I say it? Great Scott! This is some other planet. Some strange world I don't recognize. Wait! You people, talk to me, please! Don't run away! Help me! Tell me where I am!
Jor-El?
That name, what does it mean? Who are you?
No. You are not Jor-El. Yet I see him in you. In your eyes. The shape of your mouth. Yes. You are my son.
Your son?
My son. My son. My son. My son. My son.
Clark? Clark? Clark?
Lana? Lana Lang?
Yes, Clark, it's me. Are you all right? You came charging across your father's field like the devil himself was after you. What happened?
Yes, there was some kind of motor stimulation. I was walking around on that...
Sit down, Clark. Well, take it easy. Try to get a grip on yourself. Tell me what this is all about.
I don't know, Lana. I can't think of any way to put it into words. It was a nightmare. Insanity. But what are you doing in Smallville? Ma and Pa told me you'd left years ago.
Left? Yes, I did leave. I left for a long time. I had to leave after what you did to me, to my life.
Did to you?
It's all right, Clark. I don't expect you to understand. But maybe if you could remember 10 years ago. I was getting ready for the victory sock hop after the big win against Compton High. The game you won almost single-handed?
Lana, you have a visitor.
Thanks, Aunt Helen! Clark, what's the matter? You look awful!
Lana, we need to talk.
We took a long stroll out under a big autumn moon with the air full of the scent of dry leaves and hay. We've been best friends for years, Clark. More than friends. I confess, there in the moonlight, I half expected you to ask me to marry you. But you didn't. Instead, you talked about the world outside Smallville. War, famine, crime.
And one man can make a difference, Lana, if he's the right man. And I think maybe I was meant to be that man.
You? But Clark... You're a terrific athlete, and smart as a whip. But what can you do?
Lots of things, Lana. Things maybe nobody else on Earth can do. But the best way I can show you...
Oh, Clark, put me down!
...is if I just show you.
Clark! You showed me something, all right. Something I'd only dreamed about. We flew around the world that night. It was a magical dream come true. A dream that would turn into a nightmare. You took me back home and said goodbye. Goodbye to me and Smallville. And then you were gone. Gone from my life. And everything good was gone with you.
I don't understand.
I know you don't. I know you didn't mean to do what you did. You wanted to share a strange and wonderful secret with me. Your oldest, closest friend. You opened a door to me, Clark, and then closed it again forever. Because as I realized, as you flew off into the dawn a decade ago, you would never be mine. All my life I loved you, Clark, but then you were taken away from me. Because you can never belong to one woman. You're Superman. And Superman belongs to the world.
Lana, I didn't know. I'm sorry. If there's anything I can do to make it up to you,
No, you meant well. I'm happier now. Well, not as happy as I might have been if you were just an ordinary man and we'd raised about a dozen ordinary kids. But happy in my own way. Knowing your secret. Knowing you shared it with me out of love. Out of love.
That Lois Lane gal. Sweet on her son?
You can never belong to one woman.
Superman belongs to the world.
But which world? All these years I've skirted that question. Who am I? Where did I come from? Ma and Pa found me in this field, in a rocket they kept hidden from the world under this... Great Scott, it's gone! Did Pa move it? Why would he do that? My son. You again. The same figure who spoke to me before. This time I can understand you. I don't know what was in that zap you hit me with earlier. But you'd better have some pretty good answers, or... My son. Be silent and learn. Ah! It's happening again. My mind is exploding with a million alien images. I can't resist them. Feel everything slipping away, my mind, my humanity.
Hurry, Jonathan. I saw him fly towards this field after Lana called.
I'm driving as fast as I dare, Martha. I can't... Martha, look. Clark!
Pa, stay back. Don't get near him.
That ghost? What is it? It's hurting Clark.
Hand me my shovel and stay in the truck, Martha. You, get away from my boy. I warned you, get away.
Pa, you all right?
Well, my shovel's seen better days, but I seem to be fine.
What was that thing? My best guess is some kind of holographic projection, vastly more sophisticated than Earth science could produce. Your metal shovel blade must have shorted it out somehow. The wooden handle saved you from electrocution, but while the recording was on, it reacted to me. It called me his son.
His son? What could it mean?
I don't know, Pa. It's so much jumbled inside my head. I've got to get away. Find a place far away from the rest of the world. I've got to think. I realize now that the projection was of Jor-El, my true father. The woman I saw, her name was Lara, and she's my true mother. The strange alien world I saw, it's where I'm from, the planet Krypton. My parents must have programmed that hologram to impart to me all the knowledge of my true home planet, a planet of which I am the sole survivor. All of Krypton's memory is my memory. I know all of its literature, its culture, its languages. But that's the past. I was born when the rocket opened on Earth, in America. It was Krypton that made me Superman. But it's the Earth that makes me human.
Be sure not to miss the 5 other exciting titles available in The Man of Steel, the Superman series.